This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
bbclearningenglish.com presents Talk About English, a series of radio features that support your English language studies.
It's time for Academic Listening, a series for students at English-speaking universities. Join Susan Fern and members of the World Service Class of 2001, who are focusing on seminars and tutorials, the most enjoyable and stimulating element in many students' degree course.
Although students may be invited to ask questions at the end of a lecture, seminars provide a much better opportunity for academic debate. Christine Reeves teaches English for academic purposes at Bell Norwich in the east of England. She organises practice seminars to help her students prepare for university life.
Many students aren't quite sure of the difference between a seminar and a lecture. If they go to a lecture, basically it's a talk by a speaker for a period of usually about an hour when the students just listen, and possibly they might have time to ask questions at the end. A seminar is much more participative. The context is an academic context, but the main aim is to discuss and to discuss a particular subject, which may be led by a professor or a lecturer, but their main role is to be a chairman. It is, in fact, a student who gives a presentation at a seminar and the other students who then discuss the topic of the seminar between each other.
At most universities, seminars are held regularly throughout the term and are attended by 10 to 20 students. A tutor or lecturer will usually lead the seminar, and students will be expected to have read around the subject in advance. You may be asked to make a presentation to the class. If so, you'll need to think carefully about how to present your ideas. Earlier in the series, we thought about the structure and language of academic talks. We suggested that good lecturers organise their subject matter carefully, with a beginning, a middle, and an end. They use marker phrases to signpost key points and changes of topic. Your seminar presentation should follow the same rules. Christine Reeves again.
You could start your seminar by introducing your topic, using a phrase like, "What I'd like to talk about today is," and then your topic. It's very important to have a clear organisation in your seminar. You must list your points and make it clear that this is a main point that you're giving. You must make it clear that you're giving examples. You must make it clear to your audience when you finish talking about one point and you're moving on to another main point. Just by using basic phrases like, now I'd like to move on to, or now I'd like to talk about. And of course, at the end, you should give a conclusion and a summary of your main points. If you use this basic framework for a seminar, what you will find is it will give you much more confidence and you'll feel much happier about presenting something in front of other students.
Of course, most seminars will be less demanding. It won't always be you that's giving the presentation or leading the seminar. You may be listening to a classmate's presentation or taking part in a general class discussion. Time to relax? Well, not according to Christine Reeves. You still need to think carefully about your role in the group and the language that you use.
Other problems that you may have in a seminar could be, for example, giving your opinion, using other phrases and not just "I think" or "in my opinion" all the time. How to agree with a student in a seminar, using different phrases of agreement. And more importantly, how to disagree. And remember that when you disagree, it's much more important to be polite and to use something which doesn't cause offence to the student who you're disagreeing with.
At many universities, students are also expected to attend tutorials. As a general rule, these involve a smaller group of students than a seminar class. In some cases, it might be a one-to-one meeting between you and your tutor. Before a tutorial, students are expected to prepare thoroughly, by reading extensively and perhaps even by preparing an essay for discussion. Tutorials are often more intensive than seminars. If you haven't prepared sufficiently, they can be quite an ordeal. But although you have to play an active role, Tutorials provide a wonderful opportunity to test out ideas and question your tutor.
Yeah, that sort of corresponds to my title, which is Public History.
Oh, yeah.
And public history is not only academic history.
Randy Redfern is a PhD student studying social history at University College London. Simon Williams teaches English at the university's Language Centre. He works with Randy in regular tutorials, helping her with her thesis. Both Simon and Randy agree that successful tutorials depend largely on the commitment and enthusiasm of the student.
If you want to get something out of your tutorials, you have to prepare, you have to write, and you have to, read your stuff.
You have to stimulate your supervisors to get them to react in some way. It's like keeping them, I don't know whether it's keeping them entertained, but anyway, perhaps there's a bit of psychology there, do you think? Getting to know what elicits some kind of spark out of them, what gets them started.
I think you have to persuade them that you're writing something which they might find interesting and so on. Yes.
Tutorials give you an opportunity to share your ideas and problems with your tutor. When you prepare for a tutorial, it's a good idea to list any questions or problems that you have and take them with you to the tutorial. However experienced your tutor is, he or she will not be able to guess at every problem you experience. At postgraduate level, the relationship between student and tutor will be fairly informal. The tutor will evaluate your ideas, challenge your thinking, and help you to identify further areas for study. In turn, students should contribute new ideas to the tutorial. Some students find it difficult to contribute, at least at the beginning of their course. Natapon is from Thailand and is studying for an MA in International Relations and Diplomacy in London. When he first attended seminars on his course, Natapon was surprised by the behaviour of his classmates.
In Thai culture, we try not to interrupt people when talking, and especially when the teacher talks, we never disagree to what he says. But here, the seminar class is different. We are equal in the class. Your comments and your idea are accepted. So whatever you say is acceptable. And people can just interrupt you to stop you if they want to say something different. You have to understand that.
You may find that communication styles are very different to those in your own country and that the student-tutor relationship is more informal than you expect. Interacting in an academic context can be difficult. While you can take as long as you like to read an article or write an essay, in a seminar you have to react quickly, understanding the ideas of others and responding without preparation. A good seminar will be a real test of your language skills.
To be honest, I can't catch every single word or sentence they say. Sometimes they speak too fast. And when I can't catch them all, there's a problem when I have to think through and come up with my argument and idea. And the problem again occurs when I want to say something in the class. I'm not sure whether they want to listen to me or just want to, say, shut up. They don't want to listen to me. I don't know.
If you feel worried about your language ability, what can you do to boost your skills and your self-confidence? On intensive courses such as master's degrees, it's easy to lock yourself away, reading, writing, and working alone. However, it's vital that you spend time with other students. The more speaking and listening practice you get, the easier you'll find seminars and tutorials. You could perhaps meet with a few classmates before or after each seminar to discuss the week's topic. And by doing this, you'll become more fluent, more confident, and more familiar with the subject. Remember, most students will be interested in your ideas and will want to listen to your contributions. Angelica Baschiera from Italy is studying for a PhD in the UK.
Everyone knows that your English is foreign English and they're not expecting you to have the proper Oxford accent, but as long as you're able to communicate your ideas, that's what they look for.
But even if you're speeding through your reading lists and dazzling your tutors, you may experience other kinds of problems. What if you become ill or need to return to your family? Can you change course if you decide to study another subject? Such questions and concerns can be taken to your personal tutor, the person who can help you to resolve academic and pastoral problems. In some universities, your academic tutor will also be your personal tutor. In others, the roles are kept separate. Louise Burton works in the undergraduate admissions office at the London School of Economics.
Tutors are available to their particular tutees to talk about academic and pastoral problems or issues, but we also have a network of other support services, including counsellors and so on, who are available to students to deal with any difficulties they might have. If a student is experiencing problems and it appears that it's to do with their English language ability, then initially they would see their tutor and he or she could arrange for them to have extra tuition at our language centre, which may help them with those problems.
If you do have problems, academic, personal or linguistic, take them to a tutor. Support and advice is available in almost every university, but first you need to contact the people who can help you.
And that brings us to the end of today's programme, in which we focused on seminars and tutorials. We've talked about the role students play in seminars and tutorials and thought about the structure and language of student presentations. We've discussed some of the problems that can prevent students from participating fully in seminars and looked at some possible solutions. Next time, it's the dreaded E word, the exam.
That was Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.